from KQED.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein is calling for the committee that's vetting Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to postpone any further proceedings. Feinstein, the committee's ranking member, is demanding that a new allegation of sexual misconduct against Kavanaugh, reported in the New Yorker magazine this weekend, be referred to the FBI. Earlier, I spoke with Loyola Law professor Jessica Levinson, who says Feinstein's move is at least in part political.
I think that Dianne Feinstein knows that she's facing a re-election and that Senator Kevin DeLeon, State Senator Kevin DeLeon, has hammered her on her response to initially getting the letter from Dr. Ford accusing Judge Kavanaugh of misconduct. And I also think that she thinks that we need to press pause. There is no deadline here. There's no date upon which this nomination expires.
But to this point, Chairman Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and his fellow Republicans have dug in their heels. What other cards does Senator Feinstein have to play here?
Well, she really only has what every senator has, which is she has the ability to exert political pressure, and she has the ability to talk not only to her colleagues in private, but she has the ability to talk to the public and to try and make it untenable for Chuck Grassley. And I think, more importantly, Mitch McConnell. I think that it will be Senator Mitch McConnell who ultimately decides if we do pull this nomination.
I also want to ask you about the semantics here. I've heard the allegation by Christine Blasey Ford characterized as a sexual assault. I've heard it called an attempt at sexual assault. This new allegation is being called sexual misconduct. Can you give me a sense of how important that language is in terms of actually exerting legal pressure on Brett Kavanaugh?
Legally speaking, I don't think that Judge Kavanaugh will ever be charged for any of these crimes, and I don't know that he could be charged for any of these crimes. So the legal implications are small. I think it's actually the political implications of using the correct terminology. So what Dr. Ford alleges is attempted rape, and it's important for us to put that under the bucket of sexual assault. What we're seeing Ms. Ramirez allege does seem closer to potentially sexual assault, but certainly sexual misconduct. And so I think it's important for us not to say, you know, something bad happened to a woman and just categorize everything as sexual misconduct. Some things do rise to the level of a more serious crime, which would be described as sexual assault.
Professor Jessica Levinson teaches at Loyola Law School. Thank you so much.
Thank you.